KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Top 5 at 5 straight ahead among our top stories.
A major ruling in the fight for $30 car tabs. I'm Jeff Poggiola with the latest from a King County judge.
It's 5 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The House Judiciary Committee is sending two articles of impeachment to the full House. They accuse President Trump of abuse of power in his dealings with Ukraine and obstruction of Congress in the investigation which followed.
On Wednesday, the full House will vote, and if the articles pass as expected, onto a trial in the Senate for only the third time in American history. While the president had suggested he'd want a parade of witnesses, Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says it will be a speedy trial, likely with no witnesses at all.
There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
On Fox last night, he said acquittal is a sure thing.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. President Trump says a trade agreement reached with China is a step in the right direction. Larry Kudlow is the head of the president's National Economic Council.
This is a major development, large phase one deal, as the president put it today. He called it an enormous first step to the opening of China.
The White House will not impose new tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports beginning Sunday. The Supreme Court's agreed to hear the president's case to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private. Seven Democratic presidential candidates qualified for next week's debate, but how many will show up?
The Los Angeles Loyola Marymount Cafeteria Workers Union says it's asking for modest pay and health care improvements. And if that labor standoff slips into next week, all seven qualified candidates, Biden, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Steyer, Sanders, Warren, and Yang, say they will not cross a picket line to debate.
ABC's Andy Field. Hundreds of students in the Milwaukee area walked out of class today to protest gun violence following police-involved shootings at two schools.
Because we feel at risk, we have decided it is time for us to stand up and fight back before it's too late.
That senior says changes are long overdue. Stocks close slightly higher today. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Top 5 at 5 from Como News.
And on this Toyota Drive Day in Seattle, I'm Rick Fensize with Lisa Jaffe as we take a look at some of the top stories.
I'm Jeff Poggiola. The King County judge has denied Tim Iman's motion to bring in outside counsel in the $30 car tabs case. Iman, who is also running for governor, has accused the attorney general of sabotaging the case by providing a weak legal defense. But the judge also allowed Iman and several others to become co-defendants. The AG's office says they're not surprised by the rulings today. Iman, however, says those rulings came from a kangaroo court.
The state has been awarded $57.2 million for delays on the Highway 99 tunnel. A jury found that the delays were the contractor's fault and ordered Seattle Tunnel Partners to pay up. Construction on the tunnel was delayed for several years after the tunnel boring machine struck an 8-inch underground pipe.
Well, we've learned the 3rd Avenue King County Courthouse entrance will be back open on Monday. A judge ordering it closed last week following several attacks outside the courthouse doors. Earlier this week, the King County Council approved $600,000 in emergency funds to improve safety, and that money will be used to put deputies at the entryways and pay for additional screeners at security lines.
I'm Charlie Harger. An MIT statistics professor takes issue with a study conducted by the FAA shortly after the crash of the first 737 MAX. Back then, they estimated 15 of the planes would crash in the lifetime of the fleet, but Professor Arnold Barnett tells Forbes the risk of a crash was 24 times greater than that, and the plane should have been grounded immediately. Boeing says it's committed to safety.
A 14-year-old student brought around 200 rounds of ammunition to Shorecrest High School Monday. When Shoreline police detectives investigated, they got a judge to sign an extreme risk protection order, allowing them to search a home for guns and take them away. Sergeant Ryan Abbott tells us they have no reason to believe any sort of school shooting was planned, and no one's been charged with a crime.
And it made the most sense to go over and try to remove these guns just so that in case something was to happen, we would be able to put a stop to it before it even became a plan.
He tells us they took several rifles and handguns from the home, which the parents had locked in safes.
Still ahead.
Her only goal this holiday season?
It's the sparkle in their eyes when they get to rip something open.
I'm Brian Calvert, and she's going to be able to do it because of you.
Let's get an update on Como AAA traffic first. And with that, here's Sue Romero.
Not doing so great in Pierce County. There is a car fire with lots of smoke and flames northbound I-5 right at the main gate of JBLM there. I can see it blocking the two right lanes. Traffic, I think, still getting by. Or they think they're still allowing the traffic to get by in that left lane. They are blocking the exit, though, to the main gate northbound on I-5. The fire truck is helping on the other side of the barrier. So the backup starts somewhere near Mounts Road headed north. Southbound drivers can see all the smoke, so that's going to be slow from at least Thorn Lane and headed down towards Berkeley Street because of that. In King County, heaviest on westbound 520, solid from 405 out to the water. South 405 itself is solid as well from 520 all the way down to 44th in Renton. If you're northbound 5 into Seattle, that is heavy from Albro to the Convention Center. Southbound is heavy from Northgate into town, and that backup into the north end remains. Northbound on I-5 is mostly heavy from 164th, the Mill Creek exit, all the way into Marysville. Your next Como traffic at 514.
Here's Shannon O'Donnell with a check on our forecast.
Well, this big December storm continues to wrap up. It's not all the way gone yet, and we're still seeing some leftover snow showers over the Cascades, including the passes from time to time. And down below, some off and on showers for the evening commute, going to give us some damp pavement here and there, but a lot more dry real estate out there at this point. We'll continue heading in that drier direction this weekend with even a few nice sun breaks both Saturday and Sunday, but it gets chilly. Temperatures barely cracking 40 in many spots by Sunday. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
48 degrees at 5:06.
People in 90 apartments in Kent are scrambling to find a new place to live this evening after that big fire we reported early this morning. And Como's Keith Eldridge is at the scene where one man leaped to safety.
This all happened around 9 o'clock this morning. The fire broke out apparently on the back balcony of the top floor. Now, it's a four-story building, but on this side, it's just three floors. It's still a long way up if you have to jump. The people who live here say that's what the man did after reportedly trying to put out the fire himself and getting burned in the process. Fire crews are checking to see if a barbecue is to blame.
We heard the fire alarms go off and the whole fourth floor was filled with smoke. And apparently somebody had a barbecue or something on their balcony and he tried to put it out and couldn't. And I guess he jumped off too.
Well, when the first firefighters showed up, they saw smoke and flames and quickly turned into a two-alarm fire, sending in crews from Renton, South King, and Valley Regional Fire Authority, along with Puget Sound Fire. 55 firefighters in all. Other than the one man who jumped, though, no one else was hurt. But four apartments were damaged by fire, four more water damage, and the whole building is now considered uninhabitable. That means 90 units. The Red Cross and the building managers are helping to find new places for them, but that's going to be difficult during this holiday season that's just coming up right now.
That report from Como's Keith Eldridge.
A church in Tacoma is asking for help after someone broke in and stole one of its most sacred items. Holy Rosary says its tabernacle was stolen sometime overnight between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Police say the thieves came in through the kitchen door, went in straight through the chapel, and were in and out in less than 5 minutes. The church believes whoever took the tabernacle knew exactly what they were looking for. This is just the latest trouble for a church that's struggling to stay open and needed millions in repairs.
Pierce County Sheriff's deputies looking for a real-life Grinch. They say someone stole 78 Christmas trees from a farm near Puyallup. Deputies believe whoever did it cut down each tree individually, then dragged it across the property. Snowshoe Evergreen Tree Farm says those stolen trees are worth more than $6,000.
If you're a last-minute Christmas shopper, be warned. Scammers are trying to take advantage of you.
Ben Spradling with the Better Business Bureau says the crooks are using a tracking code scam.
So we're seeing this happen a lot on a lot of the peer-to-peer purchasing websites. So Etsy, for example. So you find a great deal on an item that you're looking to get somebody for the holidays. You purchase through PayPal like you do through a lot of different websites. They send you a tracking code. You wait a couple days. You check that tracking code again. It shows that the package has been delivered, only it hasn't.
Here are some ways to protect yourself. First, before you pay for anything, know your rights. Also, confirm a site's contact information and be wary of prices that seem too good to be true. Frank Lindsay, Como News.
As you know, we are counting on you to help us do something very special for local kids over the holidays. It's the Como Toy Drive benefiting the Salvation Army today. And as our own Brian Calvert tells us, what you do today equals some very magical Christmas mornings.
I've met a lot of moms and dads whose kids benefit from what we do on days like today, and all of them light up
when they tell me the stories of their kids opening gifts on the big morning.
It's amazing. The faces are just glowing. It's not only you see in the physically, it's a spiritually too, because the happiness and the joy.
They believe Santa just drops out of nowhere, and it's beautiful.
It really does help us out a lot, because it's kind of when you see your four-year-old and she's telling you, Daddy, I want this, and Daddy, I want that, and you're like, okay, baby, we'll put it on your Santa list, you know?
Then comes Christmas morning,
yes.
And you see her eyes light up.
Dude.
What's that like?
That's amazing. It's the best feeling in the world as a parent to see your kids really happy on Christmas morning.
It's the sparkle in their eyes when they get to rip something open, and you're like, oh my God, I did it.
What you do now provides something nice for kids on the biggest day of the year, and it provides a renewed sense of confidence for their moms and dads who try very hard but just can't pull this off on their own. Won't you help us help them?
It's really easy to do, isn't it? I mean, you've got Fred Meyer's taking donations.
Yeah, Fred Meyer, Bopple, Puyallup, and Issaquah.
And you can go online at comonews.com/toy drive. Also, our phone number, it is toll-free at 866-944-3838. And if you have a donation of more than $50 this hour till about 6 o'clock, we have free tickets for you, a pair of tickets to the Northwest Women's Show in February.
So you give, we give, and everybody feels good, right?
Thank you so much. It's 5:10 at Como News, and an update on sports now. And Bill Schwartz talking about Seahawks, less than healthy for their last regular season road game.
Jadeveon Clowney's been sick all week. Michael Kendrick still has a hamstring injury. Running back Rashad Penny goes to injured reserve, and lineman Ethan Posick comes off that list. Maybe he'll play. Seattle in position to clinch the NFC playoff spot with a victory Sunday at Carolina. Russell Wilson says it's just the start of big possibilities.
And everything that we want is ahead of us. You know, we're 10-3, and there's no time for woe is me or anything like that. You know, we're ready to roll, and we're looking forward to the opportunity of finding ways to win and get into the playoffs, hopefully, and hopefully go a long way.
Meantime, the Washington Huskies continue bowl practices here in Seattle. Next Saturday, they play Boise State in Las Vegas. Coverage starts at 11:30 with a 4:30 kickoff on Como News. UW Volleyball today defeated Kentucky in the NCAA Sweet 16, so Washington plays number one seed Baylor on the Bears' home floor, Waco, Texas, tomorrow afternoon. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Schwartz on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
An NFL team cut one of its best players over his language in a tweet and the way he responded. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins used an offensive word in a tweet Wednesday when questioned about his stats. One day later, the 31-year-old explained his use of that word.
It's just part of my culture, part of my slang that I use. I wasn't calling nobody no name like I said.
When reporters suggested that doesn't make his use of the word right, Jenkins said,
I never said it was right. I said it's a slang that I use back at home. I never said it was right.
Friday, the Giants waived Jenkins. Head coach Pat Shurmur said Jenkins' refusal to acknowledge the, quote, inappropriate and offensive language was the determining factor. Jenkins is now free to be claimed by any other NFL team. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Taylor Swift attacking what she calls toxic male privilege in the music industry.
Accepting Billboard's Woman of the Decade award overnight, Taylor Swift taking aim at the men she says she's faced down over the last 10 years of her meteoric rise to fame.
Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
And as she railed against investment groups buying up artists' catalogs, she called out Scooter Braun by name for his role in buying the rights to a decade worth of her hit songs.
Of course, Scooter never contacted me or my team to discuss it prior to the sale or even when it was announced. I'm fairly certain he knew exactly how I would feel about it, though.
And calling out other singers and industry professionals who came to Braun's defense in the wake of the controversy.
And let me just say that the definition of the toxic male privilege in our industry is people saying, but he's always been nice to me, when I'm raising valid concerns about artists and their rights to own their music. And of course he's nice to you. If you're in this room, you have something he needs.
Braun claims he has checked in with Swift and even offered to work with her on the rights to her music, posting on Instagram that his attempts to have an open discussion have all been rejected. Now, Swift says she's focused on her future and the future of young women just starting out in the business.
Somewhere right now, your future woman of the year is probably sitting in a piano lesson or in a girls' choir. And today, right now, we need to take care of her.
One of those young women, this year's Woman of the Year, Billie Eilish.
I'm the bad guy.
Who at just 17 years old unseats Taylor Swift as the youngest artist ever to receive the honor.
So as for Swift, she paid homage to the many new female faces in music and said one of the most amazing things was how women in the industry had her back and showed her the most support. No matter where you stand, you can support women supporting women.
That report from ABC's Janai Norman.
At 5:14, here's Sue Romero with our AAA traffic.
Well, we still have this car fire blocking in Pierce County. Northbound I-5 at the JBLM main gate. It's blocking at least the right lane, and it looks like the fire truck is also blocking the exit to the main gate if you're traveling northbound on I-5. So the main line will be backed up from well before Mounts Road, just solid, up to that exit. Southbound drivers can see the accident, but before that, South 5 will be heavy from State Route 512 first down to about Gravelly Lake Drive, then from Thorn Lane down to the exit there at the main gate. In King County, very heavy southbound on I-5 from Northgate into downtown Seattle. Northbound I-5 has gotten slowly worse from Albro. It slows up to 520. Westbound 520 solid from 405 and still have that really big backup into Everett. Northbound on I-5, it starts from before State Route 526, the Boeing Freeway, all the way up to Marysville. Your next Como traffic at 524.
Let's talk about the weather. Still a chance of showers tonight and for tomorrow morning, but the rain chance starts to shrink and we'll have a high tomorrow of 45 after an overnight low around 40, and then more sunshine coming in during the afternoon on Sunday with a high of about 45 or so. Downtown Seattle, it's 47 degrees at 5:15.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Seattle's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
Jeremy Grader, our editor. I'm Rick Van Sice with Elisa Jaffe.
We're just getting an update on a story we told you about moments ago. Pierce County Sheriff's deputies said they were looking for a real-life Grinch. Somebody had stolen 78 Christmas trees from a tree farm near Puyallup. Well, now Federal Way Police are tweeting that their Special Investigations Unit have arrested somebody who had stolen a truck, a cargo trailer, and a fifth-wheel trailer. And they say to top it off, he admitted to stealing Christmas trees from the Fraser Tree Farm, of which some have been recovered.
The FAA's estimate that there could have been 15 crashes of the 737 MAX over the next several decades without control system fixes was too low, according to an MIT statistics professor who believes the risk was maybe 24 times worse than that.
Democrats in Congress have catapulted President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House next week.
It's a very sad thing for our country, but it seems to be very good for me politically.
It's expected that Democrats have enough votes to impeach President Trump, but it doesn't mean they'll all vote that way. Jordan Phelps joining us on the Como Newsline. Jordan, reports of some Democrats who might actually break party lines.
Absolutely. There are some moderate Democrats in districts where President Trump remains popular. So next week's impeachment vote is just not cut and dry for them. They could vote in favor of impeachment, and then that could end up costing them at the polls next year. Of course, members of Congress are up for election every 2 years, so they are very much on the ballot all the time.
Let's talk about what Mitch McConnell said today and how that has some Democrats furious.
Yeah, so Mitch McConnell basically signaling that he is already in lockstep with the White House when it comes to plotting out strategy for the Senate trial. That has raised some alarm bells among some Democrats who say that during the Clinton impeachment, they tried to keep some distance between themselves and the White House. But look, this is a situation where the senators will act as jurors, but this is not a traditional court of law. This is a political court of law. So I don't know that anybody really expected that the Republicans wouldn't be coordinating with the White House, but it is kind of striking just how transparent McConnell is being about it.
Now, the president was wanting to bring out a bunch of witnesses. He wants that whistleblower. It sounds like McConnell and others want to reel him back and have it not be such a show.
McConnell and a lot of top Republicans say there's just no appetite for having this drawn-out, dramatic trial in the Senate. And our sources in the White House tell us that top aides around the president have been warming to this idea. President Trump today said he's okay with a long trial, with a short trial. He's going to leave this up to Mitch McConnell. But I was also told by a source in the White House that, you know, this is a president who likes to, you know, keep some surprises up his sleeves. I would stay tuned to see what the president might still have up his sleeve, if he might try to make some announcement to at least cause some headlines and cause a stir, even if he doesn't necessarily mean to make a show of things come January.
This is a huge historic moment on Capitol Hill. Describe the atmosphere.
Well, political rancor has really reached a fever pitch up here on Capitol Hill. We had these 2 days of markup hearings in the Judiciary Committee, and things just really boiled over during the course of that markup process. But there's also a lot of fatigue up here on Capitol Hill. This impeachment inquiry seems to have been going on for many weeks. The facts haven't really changed. So people are going through the motions here, and there's just so much political partisanship that folks are really just tired. And I think just looking to get past this, get on to their holiday vacation, and then back in January for this to move to the Senate trial. So there's a lot of political rancor, but there's also a lot of exhaustion.
ABC's Jordan Phelps joining us from Washington. Thank you, Jordan.
It's 520 and your Como Propel Insurance Money update now. Let's see how the week wrapped up. Ben Jim Chesko with the report.
Stocks finished the Friday session with minimal gains, but the index is all notched gains for the week, ranging from 0.4% to 0.9%. Today, the Dow Industrials edged up 3 points, the NASDAQ Composite rose 17, and the S&P 500 ended just above the flat line. General Motors will invest a total of $1.5 billion in its Wentzville, Missouri plant that makes trucks and vans. Two-thirds of the total will go towards upgrades at the facility where the Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon pickups are made, with the rest going to supplier tooling and machinery. The plant's nearly 4,000 jobs will be retained. That's your money now.
Money news on Como at 20 and 50 past every hour. And coming up, we're going to go skating with some Huskies. Stand by, talking dogs in 5 minutes.
She loves festivals, farmers markets, and especially road trips.
Except for when my 16-year-old's driving. Yikes.
Kiara Jordan with the fastest way to work. Morning traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and your smart speaker. It happens.